This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back. Remember, you can listen to the show at any time. All you have to do is go to podcastone.com and look for Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear there. Or you can visit the iTunes store and find the show there as well. In the studio with me is Jeremy Pettit. Jeremy is Assistant Dean of Instruction at the Live Oaks campus of Great Oaks. He's here this morning to talk about Super Service Saturday. The event will take place this coming Saturday, April 14th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's our pleasure to welcome Jeremy Pettit to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thanks for having me.
All right, good. So you're here this morning to talk about Super Service Saturday. We'll talk about that in a minute here, but tell us about Great Oaks.
Great Oaks, we have four campuses scattered across the Cincinnati area where we provide career technical training for juniors and seniors through a wide variety of majors. We also provide adult ed instruction where adults can come back and get career training as well.
Okay, so let's break that down. Let's talk about some of the programs that you have for adults because, you know, I'm learning as I learn. We have you guys on the show just about every year to talk about Super Service Saturday, but learned a few years ago that you guys have programming for adults as well, and that's something I didn't know. So let's talk about your adult programs. What do you offer for adults?
We offer some programs we offer all the time. We offer some nursing programs, police academy. Welding is very popular. Actually, during Super Service Saturday, we are opening a new adult ed CNC machining at Live Oaks. We also offer some just fun. I mean, sometimes there's flower arranging or wheel riding or guitar. Our motorcycle safety course is very popular. You have to sign up far in advance.
Now, I understand that you had this start to career in less than a year. Tell me what that means.
So a lot of our programs, in less than a year of taking these adult ed classes, you can be certified in a variety of different programs and ready to start a career.
Now, I know you guys also offer online classes as well. Is that right?
Yeah, we offer a variety of courses online for students who just can't make it onto one of our four campuses.
Okay. And so all you have to do, I'm sure, is go online.
Yeah, go to greatoaks.com. And there'll be information available.
Okay. So in terms of adults, what are you seeing? What seems to be some of the fastest growing trends in terms of careers and career paths for adults that you guys are seeing at Great Oaks?
The health fields are really taking off, especially helping to care for our kind of our aging baby boomer population. Also, a lot of skilled labor like machining and welding. HVAC, those are all really taking off.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, we're speaking to Jeremy Pettit. He's Assistant Dean of Instruction at Live Oaks, at the Live Oaks campus. Now, he's here this morning to talk about Super Service Saturday. We'll talk about that in a second. For more information, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Now, we were talking about the programs you offer to adult students, but let's move on. Let's talk about high school students. Let's talk about some of the programs you offer to high school students.
Well, we actually go into a lot of campuses. We serve 33 different school districts. And a lot of times, students can, while still at their school district, take courses. Their junior and senior year, they can actually come to one of our four campuses around Cincinnati, and we have a wide variety of majors from health tech, to HVAC, computer engineering, digital art and design. So we kind of go the whole broad spectrum of what you would think traditional vocational education to more cutting edge technology.
So who's eligible for these programs on the high school level?
We serve 33 different school districts in the greater Cincinnati area, and all the students have to do is apply. Then they come to us, they'll spend half their day in their lab, their major, and the other half of the day taking their four core academics, math, science, social studies, and English. So that way they can still fulfill their high school graduation requirements.
And again, on the high school level, who is this program best suited for? What type of student?
We get a variety of students. Some students come to us because they're super excited about a particular major and really want to focus on that. Some students just feel that spending half the day in a more hands-on environment, learning a skill, suits them really well.
So, Jeremy, I have to tell you this. Now, I was online doing some research for this show and found out that you guys have a police academy. I was not aware of that. Tell us about your police academy program. That sounds really interesting.
We actually have, it's actually two programs. The first program for high school students, they go through pretty much the exact same police academy as our adult students without the firearm and car cruiser training. And they finish with, it's called OPATA training. It's basically private security. Our adult students, it's a full-on police academy. We even have a firing range so they can practice their firearm testing and get them completely ready to be a police officer.
Okay, so if an adult was to take this class, would they then be eligible for, you know, some of the police departments, you know, Cincinnati, what have you, throughout this area?
Yeah, they would definitely be able to apply for a police officer in this area.
Okay, do you think that would give them an advantage?
I think so. I think that our program definitely has a good reputation with law enforcement in the community.
And if our listeners, again, if they would like to find out more about the police academy, how can they find out more there?
They can either come to any of our four career campuses, or they can go online at greatoaks.com.
Okay. And so let's talk about your summer camp program. Again, this is another program I was not aware of. Tell me about this program.
This is a program, we just started it just a couple years ago.
Okay.
To bring in younger students who might not be sure what they want to do and give them a taste. They can come in and say, for instance, go into our health field summer school when they're fifth or sixth graders and learn about health fields and learn some skills. We do some basic CPR, first aid, and they can see if that's something they might want to pursue.
Okay, and what are some of the other summer camp programs you offer at Great Oaks?
It changes from year to year, but we've had we've had HVAC, we've had some computer training as well. We've done some kind of our engineering, which would be welding and machining, has done some summer school work in the past as well.
What age group are we looking at?
This year, we're going a little bit younger, and it's fifth and sixth graders.
And I'm sure if you would like a complete list of all the programs that you're featuring this summer in your summer program, they can, again, go online to find that out. Is that right?
Yes. In fact, that's on the front page of greatoaks.com.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. This morning, we're speaking to Jeremy Pettit. He's Assistant Dean of Instruction at Great Oaks, the Live Oaks campus. For more information, head to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now. Like us there now. You can also listen to Sunday Morning Magazine at any time. All you have to do is go to podcastone.com or the iTunes store and look for Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear and download the show there. Now, let's talk about Super Service Saturday. The event will take place on Saturday, April 14th. Tell us about Super Service Saturday, Jeremy.
Well, it's from 11 to 2, and it's just a way we decided several years ago we wanted to give back to the community. So our students and staff provide services, things kind of showcase what they've learned. So we do some basic health screenings. Our computer services and technical networking students will clean off your computer if you have malware that you need to get rid of, which helped me out a lot last year, actually.
I'm sure. And what else?
We also offer car washes. We also brought in a craft show, a rummage sale. And this year we're going to have a cruise in. We also have a kids zone with stuff for kids where we have a petting zoo that our animal science and veterinary technician students put on. Kids can make themselves toolboxes. So we have a, you know, fun for all ages.
And also during the event, you'll be offering recycling and a robotics demonstration. Tell us about those two components.
Yeah, we have recycling from just standard paper and metal. We also, our computer service technicians are willing to recycle used cell phones and computers that you want to be able to safely dispose of. We also are having our ribbon-cutting ceremony for our CNC milling manufacturing program. That's an adult ed program that we are just opening up at the Live Oaks campus. So we're really proud of that.
Okay, so what does that entail? Tell me about that program.
It's a CNC milling and manufacturing program where students use it's hands-on and it's computers in a way to manufacture parts. It's a very lucrative career and one that is growing as the demand continues to increase, but the supply of trained CNC millers and manufacturers is on the decline.
And so why should our listeners come out to this event, Super Service Saturday, on April 14th?
It's a great way to meet other people in the community and and see that Live Oaks is kind of, we call it the best kept secret in Claremont County, to come out and kind of see all the things that we offer. If nothing else, get a free hot dog lunch.
All right, good. So free lunch, and then the event is held at your campus, which is on?
It's at the Live Oaks Career Campus, which is located at 5956 Buckwheat Road in Milford.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning, Jeremy. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. Again, if our listeners would like to find out more about Great Oaks, if they would like to find out more about Super Service Saturday, coming up on April 14th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at your Live Oaks campus, how can they find out more?
To find out just general information about Great Oaks, you can always go to www.greatoaks.com. If you want to learn specific information about Super Service Saturday, you just need to put a 4/SSS at the end.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Jeremy Pettit, Assistant Dean of Instruction at the Live Oaks campus with Great Oaks. Super Service Saturday takes place this coming Saturday, April 14th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and join the conversation there as well. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine right after this. Stay with us.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.